I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Chronic stress can increase your risk for a variety of health conditions like heart disease, obesity, high blood pressure, and depression. To talk about practical steps you can take to manage stress is Dr. Alyssa Reingold. She's a professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences and Associate Director of the Sleep and Anxiety Program at MUSC. Dr. Reingold, what are some of the symptoms that people might experience when they're under a lot of stress?
Stress is defined as the physical and psychological response to adverse conditions. And when somebody is experiencing a lot of stress, they may notice headaches, they may notice muscle tension, changes in mood, and even irritability.
What can we do to help manage the stress in our lives?
It's really the balance between the demands of life that we have and our resiliency, or the way we cope with the demands in life. And so that balance between the two is key. We sometimes need to take stock of what is causing stress and see if we can limit those demands, decrease those, or we may not be able to control that, and therefore we need to increase our ability to cope when we have those.
And what are the best coping skills? What kinds of things seem to give us at least some temporary relief from that feeling of being overwhelmed by stress?
Sometimes refocusing and tending to what's important to us, what gives us meaning, what gives us value in life, can help us sort of reevaluate what really is important. And sometimes that can limit some of that stress in our life.
And are you talking about sort of counting our blessings as one coping skill?
Yeah, finding gratitude in life, paying attention to the flowers instead of the weeds.
What other strategies can we put in place to help us respond to stress?
Well, there are several strategies that we can do when we're stressed or to prevent stress. Exercise is one of those. In addition, what we put into our body has a big impact on our stress response. So eating healthy, limiting caffeine can decrease fatigue and irritability. Limiting alcohol and drugs. For some people, they tend to lean on those as a way to cope with stress, but unfortunately, they can actually exacerbate our stress response. Making sure we get enough sleep.
You mentioned getting enough sleep as being important. Are there any tips that you can offer when someone is under stress and they're having difficulty turning that stress off at bedtime?
Sometimes just keeping a pen and paper at the side of your bed, and when your mind is just going over the same thoughts and stressors over and over again, just jotting them down can sometimes just transfer those thoughts onto the paper so that way you can maybe get a little relief and a little sleep.
And Dr. Reingold, what about an individual who may feel overwhelmed with the stress in their life and they just can't manage 100% on their own to get out of that mindset? Any tips?
Well, if stress is really interfering with one's day-to-day life and they're starting to not be able to function, seeking professional help can really be a great resource. There are some great strategies out there that folks can learn to bolster their coping. A lot of those approaches are what's called cognitive behavioral therapy approaches, and they've found to be very effective to manage stress.
Dr. Reingold, thank you for providing this information about managing stress.
Thank you very much for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.